Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coffee Break Italian Magazine, Season 2, Episode 1. Buongiorno e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti e io sono Francesca.
Siamo tornati.
Sì, sono felicissima, Mark, di essere di nuovo qui.
Anch'io, per una nuova stagione del magazine.
Sì, la prima stagione è andata molto bene, devo dire. Abbiamo ricevuto dei commenti davvero incoraggianti dai nostri ascoltatori. Grazie davvero.
Hai ragione. È stato molto interessante per me imparare nuove cose sull'Italia.
Sì, abbiamo imparato davvero molto, città, cibo, scrittori famosi, sport.
Un po' di tutto.
Sì.
What's coming up in this season of Coffee Break Italian Magazine, Francesca?
Well, in terms of content, it's going to be more or less the same. So again, we're going to talk about literature, music, cities, sports, food, obviously, but with a new flavor.
With a new flavor and also a new colleague, because
sì.
We're delighted to be introducing Silvia. And Silvia is going to be reading our text, and also she'll be with us for the ciliegina sulla torta.
Esatto.
So you'll hear a new accent, and Silvia will be with us in just a moment for the text. Allora, Francesca, mettiamoci al lavoro?
Sì, sono pronta.
Dai, cominciamo. Okay, in this episode we're focusing on Italian literature. And it's time therefore to hand over to Silvia.
Sì, Silvia, a te la parola.
Ciao Francesca. Ciao Mark. Oggi parliamo di Italo Svevo, uno degli scrittori più importanti del Novecento italiano. Ma sapete che Italo Svevo è in realtà un nome d'arte? Il suo vero nome è Ettore Schmitz. È nato a Trieste nel 1861, da madre italiana e padre tedesco. Da piccolo frequenta una scuola in Baviera. Per questo Ettore è bilingue, parla sia italiano che tedesco. Da sempre è diviso tra la cultura italiana e quella germanica, anche perché vive a Trieste, che si trovava al confine tra Italia e Impero Austriaco. È proprio questo il motivo dello pseudonimo Italo Svevo, per sottolineare la sua doppia identità, italiana e tedesca. Svevo lavora per 18 anni in banca, ma sa che il suo vero interesse è la letteratura. Nel 1892 pubblica il suo primo romanzo, Una vita, e in seguito Senilità. Svevo diventa anche amico del grande scrittore James Joyce, conosciuto a Trieste, dove Joyce insegnava inglese. Nel 1923 pubblica La coscienza di Zeno, che è il suo romanzo più famoso. Questo avrà successo solo 2 anni dopo, quando Joyce lo fa conoscere ad alcuni critici. Da allora Svevo diventa uno scrittore di fama internazionale. I protagonisti dei romanzi di Svevo sono i netti, ovvero degli incapaci di vivere nella vita pratica e di uniformarsi alla società. Svevo critica la figura del padre di famiglia borghese, che ha successo in famiglia e nel lavoro. Secondo Svevo, la vita è una malattia e solo gli netti, i malati, riescono a comprendere se stessi e la loro esistenza. I sani, invece, vivono la vita senza consapevolezza. I libri di Svevo sono un vero e proprio viaggio nella psicologia dell'inetto. Svevo è sicuramente un autore consigliatissimo per chi cerca una lettura impegnativa. Come potete immaginare, i suoi libri non sono sempre leggeri, ma molto profondi. Allora, adesso che conoscete meglio quest'autore, non vi resta che iniziare il viaggio nella letteratura di Italo Svevo.
Grazie mille, Silvia.
Sì, adoro l'accento di Silvia, Marco.
Ah, ok, c'è una differenza molto importante.
Mi piace innanzitutto la sua voce, mi sembra molto piacevole.
Sì.
E poi, sì, non abbiamo detto che Silvia viene dalla bellissima regione delle Marche.
Delle Marche, sì.
Sì, nel centro Italia. E ovviamente io e Silvia abbiamo 2 accenti un pochino diversi.
Mm-hmm. So there's slight differences in the accents. The one thing I've noticed in particular is that when Silvia says, for example, Francesca,
bravo,
she says Francesca,
esatto,
and not, you would probably say more likely Francesca.
Francesca, sì.
So if someone were to say Francesca in your area, does that carry any sort of meaning behind it?
It wouldn't sound natural,
uh-huh,
and probably if I were to introduce myself as Francesca, people would think that I'm kind of showing off.
Okay, so this is particularly in your area, in Biella, for example.
Sì, Biella or Piemonte, uh-huh, I would say. Uh-huh.
So if you said, ah, sono Francesca.
Sì, sono splendida.
Okay, so that's interesting, just how different accents have different sort of styles and different inferences almost in the way in which,
sì,
the accents are used.
I noticed that Silvia pronounces a lot of E sounds, mm-hmm, like as closed, mm-hmm, E. For example, Silvia would say perché.
Perché.
While for me it's more natural saying perché.
Perché, okay, uh-huh, I see the difference.
Sì, or the other way around, the author Zeno,
uh-huh,
Silvia says Zeno.
Zeno, but you would say Zeno.
And I would say Zeno.
I understand.
So
I think one important thing here for our listeners is the fact that it doesn't really matter in,
mm-hmm,
terms of when they are speaking in Italian. If you're trying to work out, okay, which accent should I use, it doesn't really matter. Maybe try to stick to one.
Sì.
But, you know, people will understand you either way. And
yes,
if you say potato and I say potato, well, let's call the whole thing off. Okay.
Va bene.
Let's go back through the text and have a little look at some of the language in here. As usual, we'll go through the text and translate it and talk about any interesting parts. So, let's go.
Ok, allora, oggi parliamo di Italo Svevo, uno degli scrittori più importanti del Novecento italiano.
Ok, so today we're talking about Italo Svevo, one of the writers most important,
mm-hmm,
so one of the most important writers,
sì,
but notice the order of things there, uno degli scrittori più importanti del Novecento Italiano, of the 900 Italian, right? Okay,
sì,
this is not the year 900. What's going on?
It's the century.
Yes.
So it's the century starting in 1900 onwards for the next 100 years.
So why is it called the 900, not the 1900?
Because the 10 last previous centuries,
mm-hmm,
are referred as il 200, il 300, l'800, and so on.
So this is a really important aspect of the way in which we refer to history periods in,
sì,
in Italian. So the 200 is the 1200s,
sì,
not the 200s. And the
Esatto.
500 is the 1500s, not the 500s, yeah?
Sì, sì, okay. It can be a bit confusing, sì.
Però molto importante.
Molto importante, sì.
Ok, let's go on.
Ma sapete che Italo Svevo è in realtà un nome d'arte?
So do you know, but do you know from sapere that Italo Svevo is in fact a nom de plume,
sì.
a pen name?
Sì.
Ok.
Il suo vero nome è Ettore Schmitz.
So his true name, his real name is Ettore Schmitz.
È nato a Trieste nel 1861 da madre italiana e padre tedesco.
So he was born in Trieste in 1861. Always good to practice your numbers
Bravo,
there.
Bravo, Mark.
From an Italian mother and a German father.
Esatto. Da piccolo frequenta una scuola in Baviera.
Okay, so as a child, from an early age, he attends a school in Bavaria.
Sì.
But we're using a present tense here.
We're using a present tense, sì, well spotted, Mark. I think Silvia made the choice of using the present, but it's not really a present, it's what we called in Italian un presente storico.
Okay, so a historical present.
Sì.
And we can use that, in fact it's done in lots of languages where we use a present tense, but we're still referring to the past.
Sì, it's just to bring this person closer to us, in a way.
Absolutely. Make it more relevant, in a sense. And
but
more
we
real.
Could have well said, da piccolo frequentava.
And that would have been correct there. Okay, sì. Let's go on.
Per questo, Ettore è bilingue.
So for this reason, the fact that he went to school in Bavaria, he is, or was, bilingual.
Parla sia italiano che tedesco.
This is nice. Parla sia italiano che tedesco. We've seen it before.
Sì.
Sia che, it's both something and something else.
Certo.
Parla sia italiano che tedesco. He speaks both Italian and German.
Da sempre è diviso tra la cultura italiana e quella germanica.
Okay, so literally from ever, so from the very outset,
sì.
He is divided or was divided between the Italian culture and that of the German culture, so quella germanica,
sì.
And that German culture, because we've not repeated cultura.
Mark, I think we should point out that the word for German is actually tedesco or
certo,
tedesca,
sì, sì, sì.
And germanica or germanico is a little bit wider, probably including Austria and the culture at the time within the...
Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Sì, sì.
We're not history teachers, yeah.
No.
But yeah, so the Germanica is a wider term. It's not
sì.
Just about Germany. And that's why it's been used here. So it's the German language speaking or the German speaking
sì.
Culture in a sense.
Esatto.
Okay.
Perché, anche perché vive a Trieste, che si trovava al confine tra Italia e Impero Austriaco.
So also because he lives in Trieste, or he lived in Trieste, which was found mm-hmm. on the border between Italy and the Austrian Empire.
Esatto.
In Italian, do you always say Impero Austriaco, as opposed to l'Impero Austriaco?
No, you could also say l'Impero Austriaco.
Okay, so
sì,
both
sì,
work.
Sì, sì.
Okay.
È proprio questo il motivo dello pseudonimo Italo Svevo.
So this is exactly the reason behind the pseudonym Italo Svevo.
Per sottolineare la sua doppia identità, italiana e tedesca.
To underline, sottolineare,
sì.
La sua doppia identità, so his double identity, both Italian and German.
Esatto.
Ok, let's go on.
Va bene. Svevo lavora per 18 anni in banca.
So he works, again this historical present, he worked for 18 years in a bank.
Ma sa che il suo vero interesse è la letteratura.
But he knows, or he knew, that his true interest is, or was, literature.
Nel 1892 pubblica il suo primo romanzo, Una vita, e in seguito Senilità.
Okay, now, rather than always translate both the present historical and the past in English, I'm just going to stick to past tenses here.
So okay.
Although it's present in the Italian using this presente storico, we'll translate this into the past in English. So in 1892, he published his first novel, Una Vita, A Life, e in seguito, Senilità, and straight afterwards, immediately afterwards, Senilità. Now, there's an English title of this novel, isn't there?
Sì, è un po' diverso. As a Man Grows Older.
As a Man Grows Older, yeah. Sì. Yeah, I think I should maybe read that book.
Oh, no, Mark, dai.
Okay, let's continue.
Svevo diventa anche amico del grande scrittore James Joyce.
So Svevo becomes, or became rather, a friend of the great writer James Joyce. And sì. It's interesting to see where grande comes there.
Sì, before the noun, scrittore.
Mm-hmm, because we're talking about the greatness of him rather than the size of him.
Sì. Okay.
James Joyce may have been tall, I don't really know. but grande here, we're talking about his greatness.
Conosciuto a Trieste.
So he got to know him in Trieste.
Dove Joyce insegnava inglese.
Where Joyce was teaching English.
Sì. Nel 1923 pubblica La coscienza di Zeno, che è il suo romanzo più famoso.
In 1923 he published La coscienza di Zeno, which I think in English is the Zeno's conscience, I believe.
Sì, sì, I think so.
Che è il suo romanzo più famoso, which is his most famous novel.
Sì.
Just notice the construction there, il suo romanzo, his novel, più famoso, most famous. Mm-hmm. How would we say, for example, her most interesting film?
Il suo film più interessante.
Okay, and il suo film, we're talking about her, but of course il is going with the film.
Sì.
Il suo film più interessante, so the adjective goes to the end after più, and we've got the possessive adjective before that.
Mm-hmm. We could also say, as an alternative, il suo più famoso romanzo.
Okay,
that's
so
also correct in Italian,
there.
Sì.
Good. Okay, let's go on.
Questo avrà successo solo due anni dopo.
So this, referring to La coscienza di Zeno, will have success only 2 years later.
Sì.
Right? So that's quite interesting because avrà successo, mm-hmm. To be successful, is avere successo.
It will have success.
In
yes.
this case, it will have because we're still in this present historical.
Sì.
It only would become successful when we're thinking about in the past.
Esatto. Quando Joyce lo fa conoscere ad alcuni critici.
So what was it that made it successful here? It was when Joyce... It made known to some critics,
sì.
to some literary critics. Mm-hmm. So when Joyce introduced it to some literary critics.
Da allora Svevo diventa uno scrittore di fama internazionale.
That was his open door to
sì,
fame.
Al successo.
From that point on, Svevo becomes or became a writer of international renown. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment to find out more about Italo Svevo. If you'd like to take your Coffee Break magazine experience further, why not consider our online course version, which includes additional materials to help you build your knowledge of the language through lesson notes, additional explanations, vocabulary lists, and transcripts to accompany each episode. Like all our online courses, the magazine course is available on the Coffee Break Academy. Just head to coffeebreaklanguages.com/magazine, where you'll find all the information you need.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, Francesca, let's continue with our text.
I protagonisti dei romanzi di Svevo sono inetti.
Okay, so this is quite interesting. The protagonists of the novels of Svevo are inetti.
Sì.
Inetti, literally, I guess you could just translate that as inept.
Sì, sì, although I'm not really sure you would use it in everyday English.
Yeah, inept is perhaps a little too much. What other words could we use there?
The idea of the inetto is like a passive person, mm-hmm. Someone who is helpless in a way,
okay.
The anti-hero.
Right, okay. Yeah, so is it like the everyman, that type of idea?
Sí, or? With the idea that it's like a very incompetent person who is not really interested, who doesn't really care much,
okay.
Not very successful. So there was a period in literature when the ideal man was the hero.
The hero, yeah.
So l'inetto is totally the opposite.
Okay. In fact, we've got a little explanation here as the text continues.
Ovvero degli incapaci di vivere nella vita pratica e di uniformarsi alla società.
So the inetti are described as people incapable of living in practical life and to joining society, to associating with society.
Or to adapt.
To adapt, that's a better word there.
Sì.
Yeah. Okay.
Svevo critica la figura del padre di famiglia borghese che ha successo in famiglia e nel lavoro.
So Svevo criticizes the figure of the father of a bourgeois family who has been successful in both family and in work.
Secondo Svevo, la vita è una malattia.
So according to Svevo, life is an illness.
E solo gli inetti, i malati, riescono a comprendere bene se stessi e la loro esistenza.
So it's only these incompetent people and ill people who are successful in understanding themselves and their existence.
Sì.
Quite deep this.
Sì, sì, sì. I sani, invece, vivono la vita senza consapevolezza.
Right. So healthy people, on the other hand, live their life without awareness.
Sì.
That's one of my favorite words. I think I've mentioned
Consapevolezza. È una bella parola, devo dire.
So i sani, the healthy people, and note that you can use that adjective there as a noun.
Esatto.
Without having to say healthy people. Mm-hmm. I sani, the healthy ones. Invece vivono la vita senza consapevolezza.
I libri di Svevo sono un vero e proprio viaggio nella psicologia dell'inetto.
So the books of Svevo are a true journey in the psychology of the incompetent person.
Sì.
Wow.
Svevo è sicuramente un autore consigliatissimo per chi cerca una lettura impegnativa.
Right. This is an interesting sentence because there's quite a lot in here. So Svevo is surely an author very much
recommended.
Okay, so consigliato, but consigliatissimo.
Sì.
So we can use the issimo ending there with an adjective rather than just a
molto consigliato, we could have said.
Yeah, so there's an alternative there.
Sì.
So consigliatissimo. Per chi cerca, for whoever, for someone who is looking for a challenging read.
Sì. Sì.
Una lettura impegnativa,
sì.
Demanding, challenging.
Sì.
Yeah.
Come potete immaginare, i suoi libri non sono sempre leggeri, ma molto profondi.
As you can imagine, as I think we've established here, his books, i suoi libri, non sono sempre leggeri. They're not always light, ma molto profondi, but they're very, very deep.
Deep. Allora, adesso che conoscete meglio quest'autore?
So, now that you know better this author?
Non vi resta che iniziare il viaggio nella letteratura di Italo Svevo.
All that remains to do, all that you have to do, this is the non vi resta che, iniziare il viaggio, to begin the journey nella letteratura di Italo Svevo. So in the literature of Italo Svevo.
Perfetto, bravissimo Mark, vedo che non hai dimenticato l'italiano.
Sì. Hai letto qualche libro di Svevo?
Ho letto solo un libro di Svevo, il più famoso, La coscienza di Zeno.
La coscienza di Zeno, sì. Ti piace? Ti è piaciuto?
Come dice Silvia, è una letteratura impegnativa.
Okay.
Diciamo, non leggetelo in spiaggia, al mare, ma...
I think we should leave it there.
Sì.
Now, as we said earlier, we're joined once again by Silvia for the ciliegina sulla torta, the cherry on the cake. So, Silvia, what do you have for us today?
Per la ciliegina sulla torta di oggi ho pensato a un modo di dire che si applica molto bene a Italo Svevo.
Ok.
Abbiamo detto che lui è diviso tra la cultura tedesca e quella italiana.
Ok, so he is divided between the German culture and the Italian culture.
Yes. E come dice proprio il suo pseudonimo.
Sì.
E in italiano c'è un modo molto particolare per dire essere tra due cose, che è essere a cavallo tra.
Ok, essere cavallo come like a horse, to be on horseback.
Yes, exactly. Letteralmente significa to be on horseback, ma il suo significato figurato è to be in between two things or to straddle.
Right, to straddle. So we can straddle literally a horse, but we could be straddling a line or a border in this sense, in a figurative
esatto.
sense.
Sì, sì, esatto. E quindi Svevo è a cavallo tra la cultura tedesca e italiana.
Perfetto.
E un altro esempio? Essere a cavallo tra due secoli.
Ah sì, certo.
Per esempio, Svevo è vissuto a cavallo tra il 1800 e il 1900. E forse l'idea è che se sei a cavallo hai una gamba da un lato e l'altra gamba dall'altro lato. E quindi tu sei in mezzo.
Okay, so you're in the middle, you've got one leg in one century or in one country and the other leg in the other. Excellent.
Sì, 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 esatto. Molto particolare questo modo di dire, vero?
Verissimo, sì, grazie. Allora grazie Silvia e alla
grazie
prossima.
Grazie a te, ciao.
Grazie mille Silvia, è un'espressione molto, molto elegante.
Sì.
Gli ascoltatori la possono usare anche nell'italiano scritto, se abbiamo degli studenti che ci ascoltano per i loro essays.
Perfetto,
sì.
Perfetto. Now, if you would like access to the whole of the text in a written format, along with exercises and vocabulary, then you can find that over on the Coffee Break Academy at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And if you'd like to practice your Italian, search for Coffee Break Italian on Facebook. And we are Learn Italian on Twitter and Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
We will be back next time with another episode of the magazine. Until then, grazie mille.
A presto, ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.